Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements. With yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Thank you, Carrie. 40 degrees at the Napier Avenue Studios. Cloudy skies. Winds are out of the west, northwest at 12. At News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Well, our winds are going to be blowing out of the northwest today, but Spencer, I'm using Bob Dylan here to introduce our first segment in page one of the morning announcements, which is a follow-up to a discussion we had the other day. The goofy sayings that parents, particularly dads and grandfathers, pass along to their youngins, and we were talking about the breaking of wind and the whole stepped on a duck, and what was the other one? Would you expect chimes?
Yeah.
From my dad, and your dad had, did he have a different, or did he just do the duck thing?
The duck thing.
Yeah. Well, I got a response to that from a friend of the show, Ron, yesterday, who sent this along. Hey, Jim, your discussion this morning about what family and others would say when hearing a bodily function reminded me of what my dad would say to me and my brother when we happened to admit a little flatulence. And it was, your voice has changed, but your breath still smells the same. So this apparently is just a common occurrence here amongst particularly male family members.
So. Yes, I had an uncle that every time we'd visit him, he'd pull my finger.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we did the pull my finger thing. I don't remember doing that or being asked to do it or forced to do it or or whatever. But
of course, my mother would just go, you stop that. Leave him alone.
Exactly. My goodness. Anyway, how are you this morning, Spence?
Well, just a tiny bit annoyed with computers this morning.
But a tiny bit?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still dealing with issues over here, too. The computers are not talking to each other for some reason.
Well, we had two people talking at once during the newscast.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I don't know. Then I tried to play the one that was supposed to play, and it cut off in mid-sentence, so I don't know.
Crying out loud. Technology.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking more about that later in your morning announcements as we continue with our efforts to keep you up to speed on the robot takeover that is underway.
Oh, dear.
So more on that. But before we get there, a little news here from the HP this morning is that the region's going to get another grocery store. This has been in the works, I guess, for some time, and I heard about it quite a while ago when the missus used to work over at the Meijer, but Aldi is apparently going to build across from Meijer in Lincoln Township there.
Oh, really?
In between the Tractor Supply.
Oh, that open field
and
there.
The Hampton Inn there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had heard this, again, well over a year ago. But as the story from Tony Witkowski says, they've been working on this for quite some time. But apparently it's going to happen now.
Do we know anything about the former Win Schuler's property?
No, haven't heard anything about that in quite a long time. As I remember, the story was that a guy that runs
Drive and Shine.
You Drive and Shine down South Bendender area had bought the property and had planned to build one of those up here, but then I don't know what happened.
Everything changed his mind, I guess.
Everything just kind of quit and slowed down and so
That's
on.
That's a shame.
Forth.
What a shame.
Yep. They're also confirming for your building knowledge pleasure that the building that's going up there by Taco John's and the BP there at Red Arrow and Glenlord is, in fact, a Walgreens drive-through. So,
what are they going to do with the other place?
No indication that there will be changes there. We'll see.
Odd.
Yeah. Apparently, this is some sort of an experiment that Walgreens is doing in various places across the country.
Oh.
So, now you know that. So what else do we know here this morning? Matt Rutkin says that the temperatures we're looking at here are quite a bit below normal for this time of year. But we'll be breaking out of it slowly. And I think this is probably some bit of a relief for, as we've mentioned in the past, fruit farmers. Because, you know, that whole 60 and 70 degrees stuff in early April is does not ease their minds much. So hopefully this kind of getting back to normal. Cool, if not chilly, but not freezing is not a bad way to go for the development of fruits and so on and so forth. So today normally would have been tax day. You remember back when we used to do live broadcasts from out in front of the post office?
Oh, yeah.
Handing out donuts and coffee and free stamps and that kind of stuff to people, to the last-minute filers that would actually line up outside the post office to make sure that they got an April 15th postmark.
Which one were we at, St. Joe?
I kind of remember us going around to various ones. I think we were out at Stevensville. I think we were at St. Joe. I don't remember if we were at Benton Harbor. This was back when St. Joe was still a full-blown and viable post office. But I kind of remember doing one in Stevensville as well.
Is that the new one or the one downtown?
The new one.
The new one, okay.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
No. You're talking a long time ago.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, this would have been probably late 80s.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but now, you know, everybody does it online, and they keep moving the goalpost anyway. Yeah. They're not due today. Although, as Tom Austin has told us, if you owe money, you still have to get that in today, I think. Boy, if you don't know, you better be checking with somebody who does quickly. But the traditional federal income tax deadline was or normally on this day, but it has shifted this year to May 17th, and ditto for the Michigan tax deadline that has also been extended. The extension for filing a return granted by the IRS due to the pandemic does not mean you can all stop worrying about taxes completely. April 15th, still a key deadline for some freelancers and gig workers, small business owners, and some people with substantial earnings from interest and dividends and that sort of thing. Even though the returns aren't due till May 17th, many people still need to pay their first quarter 2021 estimated tax payments that are due today. So that does not change. You just have to another month to get your taxes all pulled together there. Tom was saying the other day that they're actually kind of happy that's happening because they may need the extra time because, you know, the rules have been changing and they just need to figure that out and, you know, do it properly. I saw an article yesterday about how much money the U.S. government loses every year from unpaid taxes. The IRS commissioner says they need to, every year they have unpaid taxes. They need more and consistent Internal Revenue Service funding to go after the tax cheats. Boy, there's kind of a chasing your tail kind of thing. Can't go after the tax cheats because we need more funding, but we're not getting more funding because people are cheating on taxes.
Wow.
How do you break that cycle?
And then there's corporations that don't pay any.
Exactly. And that's part of what this is about. I mean, a lot of it has to do with new sources of wealth arising since such as trading in cryptocurrencies. Those apparently are escaping taxation, rising foreign-sourced income, abuses of business income passed through as personal income. They said the agency is just absolutely outgunned by increasingly sophisticated tax avoidance schemes. And that's what we were talking about the other morning, about how it is, on one hand, a game that we play, and on the other hand, some sort of a cheered-on American tradition to see how little you can contribute to the cause. It's just, I paid no taxes. Good for you! Roads are crumbling. Not my problem. Yeah, it kind of is. Anyway, the IRS folks are just fit to be tied.
Fit to be tied.
A lot of hand-wringing going on there. but I guess, as I said, just increasingly sophisticated tax avoidance schemes. And after years of budget cuts have left them with about 17,000 fewer enforcement staff than it had a decade ago.
Wow.
They are losing $1 trillion in unpaid taxes every year. Ooh. $1 trillion.
Wow.
You're back at that word. It seems like no matter what we talk about with the federal government involved anymore, we are using the word trillion more and more and more and more. So because of all of this, the inability to go after the cheaters and the fact that there's more different and obscure ways to get around your tax obligation, federal coffers are $1 trillion trimmer than they might be or should be. After a given tax season.
Wow.
How about that?
Maybe some of the high-paid politicians could cut back on their pay or something.
No. That's never a solution. That's never... I don't know that that's ever come up ever as any as a recommendation on how to cut deficits. Never heard that one. Except for, from the likes of us.
Yeah,
but we never hear it coming out of Capitol Hill ever. So, and then wrapping up page one of your morning announcements, so something for you to do coming up here pretty quickly. Opportunity to get out of the house. It's springtime, so it's time for the spring cleaning of the Great Lakes beaches and the shorelines with the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt a Beach Program. It's coming up on the 24th of April, so that's pretty quick. Looking for volunteers to join in. And cleaning up the beaches and celebrating Earth Day. That's what it's all about. You can see who is doing these things and where and how you can be a part of it at GreatLakesAdopt.org. There's going to be one at Silver Beach on the 24th at 9:30 that morning, another at South Haven's North Beach at noon on the 24th. So, and then there are various these sorts of activities scattered all over the Great Lakes region. So, GreatLakesAdopt.org for April 24th, Adopt a Beach Day, and you can help. And that's page one of your morning announcements here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Jim Gifford, Spencer Rivers, a look at sports, a no-hitter last night thrown by the White Sox, and that's already the second this year. Holy wow. Mackerel. Not by the White Sox, but in Major League Baseball.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
Ever wanted to be a lumberjack, Spence?
No, I don't think so.
One of the most dangerous jobs out there from what I've seen and read.
That's a wonderful song, by the way.
Classic Monty Python from back in the day. We use that to kick off page two of your morning announcements, which starts with an analysis of lumber prices. See now, what other show and what other station is going to give you a first thing in the morning analysis of lumber prices?
Wow.
We dig deep, Spence.
I always wondered what that control was on the back on the seat of my car.
Oh, the lumber.
Lumbar. Yeah. Oh, it's lumbar.
It's lumbar.
Yeah. Oh, lumber. Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole different yard.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Right. No, we're talking lumber.
Okay.
Not lumbar right. Today. this has come up in conversation a couple of times in the last week or so about how expensive some things are getting, and lumber's at the top of the list with prices up. Closing in on 300% since April of last year. And what this is all about, according to those in the know, it follows a perfect storm of surging demand and diminished supply. It's basic economics.
Huh.
All started with a pretty simple backlog back at the start of the pandemic. Sawmills anticipated weak demand and then started shutting down production by as much as 30%. To their surprise, demand turned out to be stronger than ever. So they screwed up, basically, because of the do-it-yourself boom. With everybody at home, things started happening around the house. People were building decks and add-ons and fences and so on and so forth. So while the U.S. economy shrank 3.5%, spending on home improvements and repairs grew over 3%. And then there's low interest rates, and in December, new housing starts hit a 14-year high. And despite the wood production hitting a 13-year high in February, supply was unable and has yet been unable to catch up with demand.
Wow.
So now about 70% of builders are raising home prices to slow demand down. And as a result, a new home basically has had about a $24,000 price increase tacked onto it to accommodate for all of this and the average price of a single family home.
I think I'll wait to do the hardwood floors.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, there's no indication as to when and or if these prices might come back down to earth here. But it was basically a miscalculation on the part of the lumber industry, saying, man, pandemic, ain't nothing going to happen now. But lo and behold.
What is low?
It was the exact opposite.
I have to look that up.
He's one of the founding partners of that log firm, lo and behold. So there you go, our deep dive into lumber prices this morning. So there's something you can talk about over lunch.
Yeah, won't get bored.
You might. You just might. While we're on the subject of recovery here, economic-wise, by the way, here in this country, has accelerated to now a moderate pace. If you're looking at the late February to early April range. Consumers, buoyed by increased vaccinations and strong fiscal support, consumers are opening their wallets and spending more on travel and other stuff. That from the Federal Reserve. The labor market, which we've talked about quite a number of times, too, with Tom Austin and others, decimated by the pandemic, also improving. More people are returning to work. Not as fast as employers would like to see, as we noted by all of the help wanted signs out everywhere. But the pace of hiring is picking up significantly in the manufacturing, construction, leisure, and hospitality sectors. So that is a happening thing. And it's buoying, is that a word? The stock market as well. And one of those businesses making a comeback is the Uber. The ride-hailing giant, 9% increase in bookings between February and March of this year. And they're also looking at expanding into cannabis delivery. So if you're going to get into trying the weed, which your report here said, or somebody, maybe one of our commercials is saying that, what is it, 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 of us or something like that, has tried it or is trying it or something like that.
Man, I haven't done that in 40 years.
You want to try it, but you, for whatever reason, you don't want to walk into one of the shops. Apparently, Uber is going to be looking at cannabis delivery. And boy, just delivery is going crazy and everything. I just got two mail pieces yesterday. One from sounded like a salmon co-op up in Alaska, where you could join and have wild caught salmon delivered to the house on a regular basis.
How do you do that?
I don't know. They package it. They flash freeze it, from what I understand, and then ship it to you overnight or 2 days or something like that.
Smell, did it?
We didn't get any. This is just a mail piece. This is just an advertisement saying.
I see. I get you. Okay.
Saying, you guys want to sign up for this? And at this point, the answer is no. I don't know what it costs, but it can't be cheap.
You said it sounds fishy. I bet
it does. So, and then right along with that was another one of these meal delivery things.
Oh,
another,
okay.
Another mail piece. This is a one of those ready to eat one. As a we got one as a gift that was all the parts came and you did the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of it. Was it? I don't remember.
I remember you talking about that. You said it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't remember what it was called.
We enjoyed it. This one, I think, is called Freshly, where they actually not only put the ingredients together, but actually do the cooking. And then it comes to your house, and you put it in the microwave for 3 minutes or whatever. I don't know.
Is that the one on TV where you also have to buy the oven?
No, I don't think so.
Have you seen that one?
I've not seen that, no.
Okay.
No. This one, I think, was called Freshly, I think. But everybody is jumping into delivery. I mean, apparently this is going to be common going forward, pandemic or no pandemic. Everything delivered to your house. And, you know, that leads us into, speaking of home delivery, the latest on the robot takeover that we're trying to keep an eye on your behalf. Because I just saw that the other day that some 35,000 autonomous delivery vehicles have been ordered by a subsidiary of Intel called Mobileye that are slated to operate on city streets by the year 2028. 35,000 autonomous delivery vehicles. One U.S.-based company has already placed an order for 1,000 of them. Autonomous pizza delivery is now a thing in Houston. Domino's is doing it. And I saw Jimmy Kimmel or somebody had a video on the other day of some of these autonomous delivery vehicles and other, you know, streetwise robots getting stuck and people helping them get unstuck, trying to get up and over curbs that they couldn't navigate. So people were lifting them up and giving them a hand. And these little robots were actually saying thank you. And, you know, getting stuck in the snow and that kind of thing.
Just
these little things. Domino's rolling out its partnership with Nuro. Nuro apparently is already delivering pharmaceutical items from the CVSs in the Houston area. So now they're going to be delivering not only your drugs, but your pizzas, too. So it's here, ladies and germs. The robot takeover.
Not comfortable with
is here. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to deal with the you know, those things like being unable to navigate curbs and that sort of stuff. You know, if you're waiting for a pizza and it's stuck, you know, a half a mile down the road at some curb, you wouldn't know. Or maybe you would. I don't know. Maybe the app shows you where it's at. Who knows?
Just too weird. It is weird.
So, and then that will lead us now into the flying car update, because I know that's just fascinating to you.
No.
This comes from The Economist. 300-some companies are working on short-range battery-powered craft that take off and land vertically. 300 companies.
Man, no thanks.
Morgan Stanley says the industry could be worth $674 billion within the next 15 years or so. Number of flying taxi startups, they're called electric vertical takeoff and landing, EVTOL vehicles, have reached public markets. Lilium is a 7-seater electric jet valued at $3 billion. Archer Aviation, they're valued at almost $4 billion for plans with a fully autonomous version. Joby Aviation, they've got a 4-seater they're working on, backed by Uber. Bunches of issues still to be resolved yet. Cost, regulation, hardware. To try to differentiate themselves from cabs, they can travel 4 to 5 times faster than car transportation. Better than helicopters because the electric motors are quieter than chopsters. They only need a small patch of grass to land on. The FAA is working with a number of these companies to get them certified to fly. Here they come, Spence.
No, see, so crash into somebody's house or whatever.
Robots. This is what we were hoping for when we were watching the Jetsons back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Although, you know, we kind of had a different version based on that. And quite honestly, if you were hoping that your future might look like something out of the Jetsons, well, then you're going to have a another think coming.
Well, I'll tell you what's really sick of the stories you read about these anatomically correct robots taking the place of real people for certain intimate activities.
I don't read those stories.
Oh.
I only look at the pictures.